Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your fish shot, girl. I keep it with your letter.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little Steely Dan for you. First thing, David Weiner is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. David is the author of Power Freaks, Battling the Inner Dummy, and also Brain Tricks. He is the he's on the External Board of Advisors for the Health Emotions Research Institute at the University of Wisconsin. He's a founder of his own company, Marketing Support Incorporated. He's the author of the upcoming book that I'm holding an advanced copy in my hand, Reality Check, What Your Mind Knows But Isn't Telling You. And he's our new friend. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here. And I always like talking about this issue because I always hope that when I talk to somebody who knows a lot about the brain, that you'll help me become smarter.
Yeah. Right.
So could that be our goal today?
That's fine.
Well, what is it that we need to know about the brain as small business owners? What is it other than the fact that we need more, we need to be able to use it more? What do we need to know about the brain?
Well, the first thing we need to know about it is that it's physical. You know, a lot of people, including people in the sciences, think it's psychological. And it is psychological to an extent, but in the very end, it is physical. In other words, it's
a machine.
It's a machine. It's been compared to a computer, but it's far more advanced than a computer. Gerald Edelman, the neuroscientist, calls it an ecological jungle.
And but you compared it to digital processing in your book.
Right, at the very basis, it's the same. You know, in other words, a transistor is either on or off. You know, transistors on a Pentium chip, for example, either on. All digital.
Zeros and ones.
Zeros and ones.
The binary system.
Right, and the neurons in the brain are either on or off. The difference is that a transistor only has one line going into it that signals it to be on or off, and a brain can have as many as 10,000 connections.
Hmm.
That's like it's like getting 10,000 emails to decide if they're going to stand up or sit down. And then I found one cell that has 150,000 connections in the cerebellum. I mean, the author didn't say, gee whiz, you know. I said, my God. So in other words, 150,000 connections to decide whether it should go on or off. And it all happens in a billionth of an instant.
Mm-hmm. How does all this affect, though? How does this affect our ability to be successful or not?
Well, we have to know that we have a capability that goes beyond what we think we might have. It turns out that, you know, people have said for years that the brain can't grow new neurons. I mean, this is all a relatively new field. You know, you're talking about the last 20, 30 years
right. That
they've studied the mental side of the brain. I mean, they've been operating in the brain for years, but it's not the fact that you can grow new neurons that seems to be the issue here, but the fact that you can grow new connections. In other words, the more you take Tiger Woods, who practices golf swing, you know, 1,000 times a day, or Michael Jordan, who takes 1,000 baskets a day, or somebody who's studying the law or a specific subject, the more you exercise the brain, it turns out. I mean, we've always presumed this, but the more connections you grow. And another thing that this Gerald Edelman said, he said, unlike a computer, the brain might have 30 to 40 pathways versus a single pathway on a computer. And the more you discipline yourself to learn a specific subject or a skill set, the narrower those pathways become, and so you become more consistent.
So are you saying that by practicing and by exercising our physical body and our brain,
right,
that they actually work together to become better?
Better and more consistent.
And you think we can actually grow brain connections, maybe not brain cells, but brain connections.
Brain connections. And this is what they found in the neuroscience have found the last, 10 years.
Mm-hmm. How do we take this information, though? How do we take this information and convert it to, is it just a matter of practicing and studying more?
Yes, it's a matter, well, there's actually three parts of it. There's the mental exercise. I recall in the book, I quote Ted Turner. He was on Charlie Rose's program about the fact that he said, hey, he was just an ordinary guy, but he worked very hard, and he exercised his brain. You know, he read all kinds of books that were beyond him.
Right.
and try to get through them and for him to try to understand it. And I can understand that. I've done the same thing in my life. You know, I have no great shakes, but I work very hard. The second thing is to keep your fears and anxieties under control, because that can hold you back. You know, there's some people, there's some salesmen who can't make a cold call. They walk up in front of the office, they look at it, they see a competitor's logo on it, and they refuse to walk in because they're fearful. Well, it turns out that fear is caused by a little organ called the amygdala, about the size of an almond, and it gives us all kinds of problems. And this system of fear and anxiety, and the anxiety is caused by a little organ called the stria terminalis. In our caveman days, this was very valuable. You know, you're out in the wilderness, in the woods, on the savannah, and having a good capacity for fear and anxiety was a good thing, because you know your existence was at stake.
Right.
But today, this the same system works. You know, we're in a civilization and so forth. And now these organs create what they call false alarms. In other words, we're phobic about making a presentation, or phobic about making.
So you're saying that we need to find a way to become more in control of these natural processes that are going on in our brain. How do we do that?
Well, the same thing. In other words, the basketball player who's trying to make a free throw under pressure, and really, it's under pressure that these things come to bear. I mean, it was Casey Stengel, the old New York Yankees manager, who said, you know, anybody can hit a home run in batting practice. It's under pressure when
exactly. I mean, my golf swing is a lot better on the driving range than it is on the golf course.
Well, there you go. It's under pressure.
There's something cruel about that, David.
I know. It is. I don't think it's fair, you know, but we have these same organs. In other words, the brain hasn't changed in 50,000 years at all. But it
takes more than practice, doesn't it?
Well, it takes confidence is what it takes. And the only way you can get confidence, and confidence is caused by the neurotransmitter serotonin. I met a neuroscientist, Jordan Peterson, at a symposium. I said, Jordan, what is it that creates confidence, that creates our place on the hierarchy? In other words, we have this hierarchy just like chimpanzees do, this biological hierarchy. And he said serotonin. Mm-hmm. He said, the more serotonin that is released, the better you feel, the more confident you feel, and the less you have, the more depressed you become.
Can we affect how much serotonin is released in our brain?
I think you can.
I'll tell you what, I want you to hold on to that thought, because that's the magic question, folks.
Right.
I know you're going to want to hang around for that when we come back after these messages. David Wiener is going to tell us how we can do that. He's the author of the upcoming book, Reality Check, What Your Mind Knows But Isn't Telling You. He's also a very successful businessman, and I want him to tell us when we come back, how he does that. Stay with us. That's what I want. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with David L. Wiener, W-E-I-N-E-R, the author of the new book, Reality Check. David, when's the book going to be out?
It'll be out about the middle of August.
Middle of August. All right. So you're getting an advanced peek at this, folks. And we'll get David back again when the book's actually come on the shelves, and we'll talk about this some more. David, now you made a bold statement a minute ago, and I'm going to make you deliver on that statement. You said that we can actually, that serotonins are that the more serotonins we have, the happier and the more successful we probably are going to be, and the less we have, we're going in the other direction. Now, and you say that you believe that we can create serotonins, we can actually generate serotonins. How do we do that?
Well, first you have to understand that every brain is different. There's 6 billion, you know, living humans on the planet, and each brain is different. So what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for another. And so in this area, you know, there's no panacea. But in general, you know, what the motivators like Tony Robbins and Zig Ziglar talk about, that's the trick. In other words, it's to have positive outlook, to think positive, to think hopefully. And flood the brain with positive feelings actually can result. And to do that, you just can't say, I'm going to do it. You got to put notes all over your house, you know.
Right.
think this thing and think that way, because you're going to forget it. You know, they say you read any self-help book, and in 2 weeks you're going to forget everything. And that's true.
One of the things that I do is if I feel like I'm, you know, not doing very well, I'm having a bad day, or or I'm going into a stressful situation, and I feel like maybe I'm inadequate in that situation.
That's right.
I try to think about all the things that I'm really good at, and remind myself that I'm not a loser, I've got some other things going on. This is just an event in my day.
That's exactly. So you find a little technique that works for you.
Well, and that's what everybody. I didn't say it worked. I just said that's what I do.
Yeah, I know. But you've got to try it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the same way. I feel tremendous.
So you're basically talking about affirmations.
Affirmations, because this you know, if you begin to feel good about yourself, if you begin to feel confident, and any coach or any teacher will tell you that confidence is the key. You know, to performance. A relief pitcher, for example, you know, the two home runs, somebody hits two home runs on him, all of a sudden he begins to lose his mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
So maintaining, generating that confidence and maintaining it is probably the most important thing of all, because that, you know, will sort of keep the fears and anxieties under control or in balance. And some of us don't have fears and anxieties.
Right.
You know, everything in psychology is on a scale from 1 to 10. And in fear, the topic is called sensation seeking. I mean, you've seen kids will jump off a bridge with a bungee rope, you know, and other people are afraid to come out of the house.
Right. Or starting a small business.
Or
start a small business is comparable to jumping off of a bridge with a rope tied to your leg.
Oh yeah.
So you're saying that that the brain will respond. And then the body will perform based on what the brain says, based on how you talk to yourself. How do you talk to your brain?
You talk to your brain. I keep telling my amygdala to shut up. You know, when I play a lot of tennis, you know, I've got a second serve, I say, shut up. I'm trying to do the best I can. In other words, this is not all work. This is not working to support yourself. You have to understand that there are parts of your brain that are not working to support yourself. They think we're back in the caves.
So you're saying that. Don't allow yourself to become sort of manipulated by your brain. Have
That's
a dialogue
right.
with your brain, so to speak. Think of it as an alter ego, I guess.
There's a psychologist named Martin Seligman who wrote the book Psychology of Happiness, and his main thesis is dispute the negative thought. In other words, your brain is going to come with these negative thoughts,
right?
And you have to dispute it, almost like you're in cognitive therapy, where the therapist disputes your outlook. You know, that's wrong. You're not fat. You're only weigh 80 pounds.
See, I think that's the breakthrough of our conversation today, David. And that is that, you know, the break point for us today, I think, is that you're saying don't let your brain get away with sabotaging you.
That's right. That's exactly the case. That the brain is very uncomfortable in this 21st century.
I mean, your left arm isn't sabotaging you. It does what the brain tells it to do.
That's
your
all.
Your foot or whatever isn't sabotaging you. So the brain is where you have to go and have these conversations.
Right.
Which is an interesting concept. And I think you're right. I think that we can. I know one thing. I don't know for sure if we can talk ourselves into success,
right.
But I know absolutely without a shadow of a doubt that we can talk ourselves out of success.
Yes, in order to talk yourself, you have to be in the game. You have to feel positive and confident enough to be in the game. Now, that doesn't mean you've got to be like a Michael Jordan, but it means you got to feel confident to get through the things that are going to happen during the day that are going to maybe terrorize you. And there are little things that can actually terrorize you. You think you might lose a big
mm-hmm.
account. You can actually feel terror and fear. I used to feel it with my two ex-wives.
Right.
You know?
We won't go into that today,
yeah.
David. We'll save that for another one. Hey, David,
okay.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, it's just up now. It's realitycheckbook.com.
Realitychecktbook.com.
Yeah,
your other books are available wherever books are sold, right?
Yeah, or on Amazon or
Power Freaks and Brain Tricks are the two other books.
They're all online.
All right, and the last name is Weiner, David L. Weiner. Thank you, David, for being here. Will you come back another day?
Sure.
We'd love to have you back.
Thanks, Jim.
See you, David.
Right.
Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back with Rick Pinion. We're going to talk about the ethics of certified financial planners right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Nothing can stop the two of them.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.